Spring training is underway in Arizona. The crew, some of them are on the ground there. Man, the excitement is building here in Milwaukee, too. It's so good to be talking baseball. Pat Murphy is the Brewers manager, and he is with us on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline. Hey, Pat, thanks for being here.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
How does it feel to be the man? I mean, you're in the big chair. This is your debut this year. How are you feeling?
I don't look at it that way, you know, in terms of being the man. I just look at I've got a role to do like I have the last 8 years, and we'll try to, you know, do the best we can, and something special is going to happen.
Something special, like you're going to win?
I wouldn't bet against it.
I like that attitude. Are you on the verge of any more big trades?
Not sure. You know, like that's not my role to dictate the trades. I'm lucky enough that they include me in the conversations, but I'm not going to speculate what we're going to do next or if we're going to do anything, but just getting this ball club ready to compete at the highest level and shock the world, I guess, because it doesn't look like people are going to believe we're still going to be good, but I think we are.
Yeah, I'm betting with you, that's for sure. I wanted to ask you about Ricky Weeks, fan favorite when he played here. He's a fun guy, great energy. The introductory press conference, it was fun to listen to. What's Ricky Weeks like on a day-in, day-out basis?
He's tremendous. He's a remarkable young man. His presence alone is special. I mean, I think that's what people see. He's just got a great perspective on the game. He can impact players. And that's why he was my first choice to have join the staff.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy is with us. For those that aren't familiar with spring training, it's just underway. Take us inside what it's like these early days. Is it a lot of meetings? Is it physicals? Is it stretching? Do the guys do much? Can you kind of lead us through what this week looks like?
Well, I mean, pitchers and catchers report first. They're the backbone of our team in a lot of ways, but they've got to be a little bit ahead because there's so much for them to be done. So, yes, they're here first. They've been throwing bullpens. They've been doing things like that. And, catchers are catching pens. Everybody's getting their body right. So everybody's in the training room, in the weight room, physicals, but now tomorrow becomes our first kind of official on the field workout with pitchers and catchers. So they'll go through a circuit of ball handling, circle of, you know, fielding their position, holding runners. And it'll be a full day. Throw bullpens, throw live bullpens, things like that. It's a full day, believe me. And they come in great shape. That's the standard. You can't be a major league player and not come in good shape. So. Sometimes the veterans can get away with things that others can't because they know how it goes and they know they're going to be given the opportunity to get in shape.
So the day is
large, everybody comes.
The days of Babe Ruth showing up with a case of hot dogs in one bag and beer in the other, those days are gone.
Well, I think they were probably exaggerated, but to be honest, for things like this, so we can talk about it. But I think that, those days are gone. These guys are so committed. They realize how select it is to be part of the major leagues. It's not easy to get there. It's not natural talent doesn't get you there. You got to work for this thing, and you got to excel. You got to be on the cutting edge of everything, and it's very difficult. These guys are the best in the world, and there's a lot of guys that want to do it because it's a pretty special lifestyle, pretty special living, and there's a lot of guys that want to be it. A lot of guys. And only a few make it. So.
Pat Murphy with us on WTMJ. So Jackson Churio and the Brewers make news this offseason, sign him to a big deal. There's a lot of excitement here in Milwaukee and a lot of excitement around the league about the young outfielder. What makes him special?
Yeah, I mean, he's 19 years old, and you'd think he was 25 by the way you see him swing the bat and by the way he approaches things. He's a very confident young man, but he's very young, so... You know, we've got to be realistic. When he's ready, he's ready. But it's not a guarantee that he's ready yet.
When you bring somebody in who's 19, like you're saying, mentally, I'm thinking about my daughters that are 20. And I think about how, like the confidence plays into it so much. Is that a large part of your job as coach, is working with their mental game too?
There's no question. So it's more than astute comment on your part. I mean, it's more than a little part of my job. It's part of all the coaches' jobs. I mean, you have to have that feel. You have to have a perspective on how to help them get strong mentally. But confidence doesn't come from other people. Confidence comes from within, and they gotta experience through their preparation, through their past experiences, and through their belief system. They have to become confident, and he's got to jump those hurdles.
Brewers skipper Pat Murphy with us here on WTMJ. So tickets on sale today for individual games. It's a big day in Milwaukee. All 2024 Brewers home games, including the home opener, are on sale. I wanted to ask you about opening day. Opening day in Milwaukee is almost like an unofficial holiday here in Wisconsin. What makes opening day so special?
The people. I mean, this is still a game about people. None of this matters unless you have a great following. And our fans are awesome. And, you know, that's what makes for that day. I mean, it's another game for the players, because the players are used to opening day. You know what I mean? They're used to big crowds and big stadiums. They're used to that. But what makes Milwaukee Brewers baseball so special, especially opening day, is the fans. The fans come out and that's, you know, that the players immediately realize we have a great following.
I got one more question that's kind of off the bat. Okay.
It.
What do you think about Travis Kelce yelling at his coach like that? Was it passion in the moment?
That's awesome.
You thought it was awesome.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
Because
who cares? You know, and he cares, and he's involved, and he's invested. He's got a lot on the line, and he's probably got as much pressure on him as anyone. But, you know, he has a relationship with that guy that's second to none, I promise you that. He knows that guy well. It'd be like myself and Wade Miley. Like, we're tight. You think when I go take the ball from him in the fifth inning, and he's only got 68 pitches, and he's thinking, damn, Murph, I can get this guy out. And I'm like, well, that's good for you, Wade. I'm making this decision. And he's like, well, that's BS.
And yeah, let me add him. Good. Let me add him, right?
Yeah. And then it's back and forth, you know, and it's just part of it. And I don't think that's necessarily a negative thing. I think it's like part of what the fans see, and they think that's a negative. I think it's, to be honest with you, I think that's misunderstood, and it's part of the height of the game. That's Super Bowl. That's it.
It's the highest level there is.
Last man standing.
Yeah.
Last man standing. And he didn't like what was going on, and he's invested, and there's nothing wrong. Hey, there's nothing wrong with coaches yelling at players either, I don't think.
It was literally the fog of war, right? I mean, it's like you're in the moment, and you're going for it. I just didn't understand the people who were so critical of him, and I thought it was unfair.
And then he felt the need to apologize because of the criticism.
Yeah, right?
Well, you're caught in a spot there. When you're in the public eye for so long, and people are writing in and claiming this or claiming that, you know, you feel an obligation to say, like, I'll clear the air or whatever, but
right.
Sometimes nothing's good enough. And you just say, okay, I'm sorry I did it. I shouldn't have done it. And I mean, I don't know the circumstances. I have no idea the relationship. I'm just assuming. So I could be dead wrong myself. So,
hey Murph, one more for you.
I've been wrong before. I've been wrong.
Nah, never. Not this year. You're not going to be.
It was early 70s.
We're super excited to hear Bob Uecker back on the radio on Saturday. He's going to call the game.
Too,
tell us what makes Uke so special.
It's hard to talk about. To be quite honest, I've been lucky for 8 years. I've been seeing Uke almost every day, and it's just, he's a special human. If you don't know him, and you don't understand what he is to our team, what he is to the organization, you know, there's no way anybody can really explain it. It's just special beyond belief. He's an incredible human. He cares about others in a way that most megastars like him doesn't even comprehend. You know, like, he's really, really special. And he does so much for so many. And, I love you. That's all there is to it. I love him, man.
Well said. Pat Murphy is the Brewers manager. Skip, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
For ticket information, I mentioned tickets on sale. Go to brewers.com/tickets. Brewers.com/tickets.